We are learning Masechtas Erevim, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Nosnu Beroish Hakoni, put the Erev on top of a reed, a very tall reed, or Beroish Hakundis, or on top of a pole, Bizmanshu Talush V'Na'utz, when in a case where this Kana and this Kundis is not attached, it wasn't grown from the ground, it's already detached, I just stuck it into the ground, and I put the Erev on top of it. Afilu gavoy kufam, even if it's 100 amos high, I raise the Erev. It is an Erev. Why is it an Erev? Rashi explains, because it's not a Rosh Yachid, because this pole on the bottom was not 4 tefachim wide. Even though on the top it was 4 tefachim wide, like Rashi says, we pass like Rav Yehuda, that you need a mokim dalad, like we learned in yesterday's blat, they need a mokim dalad for the Erev, so a top is dalad, but the bottom is not dalad. The bottom is narrow, and therefore it's not a Rosh Yachid, therefore it's an Erev. And the Mishnah is telling us that it has to be still talush v'notz. It's mashmar Mishnah, if it would be attached, if it would be a tree, it would be no good. That's the deal in our Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to deal with. But our Mishnah is telling us that since it's not Rosh Yachid because it's not 4 tefachim wide, therefore it is an Erev, even though it's 100 amas tall. It's still an Erev, as long as it wasn't 4 tefachim straight up, it's not a problem, even though on the top it's 4 tefachim. But the Mishnah has a diyak that smashma has to be detached. That's what the Gemara is going to deal with. Rami le Rav Adar bar Masta le Rava. It's smashma in the Mishnah, tolush v'no'ot. It's detached and then stuck into the ground. That's when it's good erev. But tolush v'no'ot in. Loi tolush v'no'ot, but if it's not detached and it's still growing from the ground, you have a big reed growing from the ground, then I'll put an erev on top of it. Why not? Because Mishnah is be'ilon. Tolush v'no'ot loi. Mani, who is that going? Going to Rabbanon he. Because only it's the Rabbanon to Mishnah is be'ilon. So that's going to go into Rabban, the Amar, called Dovah Shumash Shumash Shvos, Gazal Ben Hashmashas. Your guys are Ben Hashmashas. And the cash is, the last Mishnah, we said that if both parts of the Mishnah is going to go into Rebbe. But I'm at Reisha Rebbe. The Reisha is going into Rebbe. So the cash is, Reisha Rebbe, we say for Rabbanon. The Reisha Rebbe, we say for Rabbanon. It's very not common that one Mishnah, which really looks like one big Mishnah, one after another, that one part should be Rebbe, and without mentioning any names, one part is Rebbe, one's Rabbanon, it's very shver. That was the kasha. Amalei, he says to him, Rava answers back, Kvar Rami lei Rami Bacham la Rechista. Rami Bacham already asked this question to Rechista. Vashani lei answered, yeah, Reisha Rebbe Sefer Rabbanon. Don't get so excited about it. Yeah, that's the facts. Reisha Rebbe Sefer Rabbanon. But Ravina says, no. Ravina am a kula Rebbe. It's all Rebbe. That Shvus ben Hashmashish is Mutta. I hear, why does the Kana got to be detached? Let it be attached. Vesefa Gzeira Shem Yiktoim. And the way Rashi explains is that a kana is rach. It says a kana is rach, is thin, and since it's thin, there's a gzeira shem yikton. And not only that, it's basically a vadai, you're going to crack it off. And therefore, here it's not a shvos, it's a vadai, it's a chiyav kaitzim. That's what Rashi says. Now, the question is, there's two questions here. First of all, the Rishonim asks, Dov Rishonim Miskaven. Dov Rishonim Miskaven is Mutta. I'm trying to take an Erev off and it cracks. How here? Here it is. Right, the question is, Dov Rishonim Miskaven. So how can you say it's also? So turns out, that's what Rashi says, Vadai. Rashi sounds like a Pesik Reisha. But there's still a Kasha. Even if you say it's a Pesik Reisha, Chor it's a Melocha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. Now, Melocha is, if you don't need it for anything, it's Melocha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. That's what Rishonim asks. So Shem answered that the case is of his own field, which he was happy about cracking his off, making it better, was pruning it, whatever it was doing, and therefore you have to say it was a shayla of a deraisa. And that's why we're saying even Rebbe will agree over here, because shayla of deraisa of Shema Yiktan. So the Gemara continues with this idea of Shema Yiktan. Who pulled Masad also Nardai? There was this army that came to Nardai, and what turned out to be, there was no room in the city anymore. And I came to say to Shiurim, they had a lot of people coming to the Shiurim, and they needed a place for it. So Omer Rav Nachman, told his Talmidim, Puku, before Shabbos, Puku avidu kfushu kafshi ba'agma, go into the swamps, and take all the kanim, and fold them onto each other, and make them into chairs, and we have to give a shear outside over there. Why did they do that? To set it up before Shabbos, so it shouldn't be muksa one Shabbos Shainim, or another pshat is that you'll see what cracks before Shabbos, make sure nothing cracks. Lamacha, tomorrow we'll go give shir on that. That was Rav Nachman's Eitza. Eitza Rav Rami Racham Rav Nachman. So Rami Racham came to Rav Nachman and said, I don't understand you. I'm the Ukva Ba'av Rav Nachman. Or Rav Ukva Ba'av asked the Kash Rav Nachman. It says in our Mishnah, Talosh V'Notz in Loi Talosh V'Loi Notz Loi. You're not allowed to be Mishtamash B'Ilon if it's not Talosh. If it's attached, it can't be Mishtamash B'Ilon. And it sounds like a Shalom of the Raisa. So why over here are you allowing this? Amalei, so he answered, Hosom Ba'oizdirin. That the difference is like this. That this din of Mishtamas B'ilon is only by Elon, not by your rockers. And he wants the taina, these reeds in the field, If they got bigger and harder, so then they're like an Elon. It's an Issa Mishtamash for Elon. And if they are soft and small, they're like Urakas. And by Urakas, they never made a Gzera. By vegetables, they never made a Gzera. So he's tying it over here. Here, it's like vegetables. That was the case over here in the field, it's like vegetables. It's a little bit problematic because Rashi before is mashma, the softer it was, the easier to crack. So you have to answer that Akasha. The Rishonim asked that Akasha already on Rashi before. But we're tying to the Gemara here like Rashi, despite the Rishonim's question. And the answer to the Gemara here is that here it's talking about they're smaller reeds, they're smaller, softer, and they're like Urakas. There's no Gzeris Elon on Urakas. So Amalei Hasam Ba'uzdirim means that the case where it's Osir is by Uzdirim, because like an Elon. Shaken here, it's like Urakas, like vegetables. How do you know it was a chilek between Oizdrum, which means when it got bigger and harder, Lashayna Oizdrum? How do you know to say it's a chilek? So I'll tell you why I know Makar to the chilek, because we have a steer in Brises. The Tanya, learn the one Brisa. Hakonim, the reeds, Va'atodim, Vahigim, this type of thorns. Min Elonheim, they're a tree. This is talking about Kalayim. They're a type of tree. Ve'enom kalayim ekerim. There's no issa kalayim ekerim. There's no issa to plant trees next to vineyards. You can't plant vegetables next to a vineyard. So it says reeds and thorns are not a problem. They're ilan. V'tan idach hakonim, reeds. Va'kidim, which is kida, one of the besamim that you put into the Shemen HaMishcha. It's called kida. It's like a cinnamon. Va'urvinin is a type of willow tree. These are mini rockers. Hey, Vehin Kalayim Bekerim, it is called Kalayim Bekerim. So what's the Kasha? Kasha Dadi. One place says Konim is an Elon. And the next place says Konim is Irakus. So Stira Konim Akonim. Elo Shmamino. Kam Ba'ozerdin. Kam Ashein Ozerdin. Shmamino. You see, there's a chiluk. If it grows big and hard, then we know it's a tree. When it's still small, it has Din of Irakus, that's no Isser Shtamish B'Elon. And there is an Isser of Kalayim Bekerim when it's smaller. It's who type of Konim. And Rashi learns the same min konim that just have different levels. Other Rishonim actually learn that the different type of konim. There's the konim, the oizdin type of konim, and different type of konim, different min, different species of konim. So I think about akasha, once you mention this brice, we have akasha. A kida, this kida, whatever it is, a cinnamon type of a plant, min yeriku, is that called a vegetable? But now, we learned in the Mishnah, ingmar kivim, you can't do a kava between a paga, magabi kida, levono. You can't pagam as a type of a plant that they make spices out of it. You can't plant that together with a kida, levana. If I just said kida is a yarek, so what's the problem? They're both yarek, both vegetables. On Rapapa, kida lechod, the kida levana lechod. It's one thing called kida, one thing called kida levana. It's a different type of species, and therefore one's a ilon and one's a yarek. And the Rishonim speak out that Lefi Rashi's Mahalach, the Mara could have answered, once to went a young Kida, they were to Yerek, once went an older Kida. And this is one of the rais, not like Rashi, that there's no two levels in one type of vegetable, one type of item. It has to be a different type of species. Akaponim, what comes out in the Gemara here is, we had a Mishnah that says they put some Rosh HaKana while it's attached, it's Osir. And the question was why? Either we said it because going with the Rabbanim that Shavus is Osir, or according to Rabbi, because it's a Vada Yiktam. And now we're going to go into the Mishnah of a new discussion. The new discussion is about, the halacha is, when you make an Erev Tchumen or Erev Chatzeris, it has to be accessible. This mission is to get Erev Chatzeris also. It has to be accessible. If it's not accessible on Shabbos, it's not a good Erev. So for example, just to bring it L'maisi before we see the Mishnah, if you have a complex with an Erev and you put it in someone's house, let's say some complex don't have a shul, many get to put it into a shul, because shul is always open, and everyone can get it. But a lot of times, there's a complex without a shul, and they put it in someone's house, the guy goes away for Shabbos, and you don't have his combination. It's a real Shaila, it might not be a good Erev. It's not a good Erev because you can't get into the house. Ah, you can break down the house. We'll see here about Shaila breaking out. That's a mazik and you can't break it. And there's a big, there's a lot of tshuvas written about this. And halacha l'maisa, pashtas you cannot carry. And this is Maisa Shaila. I know Maisa Shaila that happened one time in a certain area in the south side of the lake where they had a complex there and they didn't have a shul. And then it was taka in the house. But that's what the discussion of our Mishnah. You put something that's not accessible. So the case of the Mishnah is like this. Nostu b'migdal, they put the Erev into this armoire. And he lost the key. Tanakama says, "Harezeh erev." It is an erev. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not an erev. If you don't know that the key is in its right place, ain't an erev. It's not an erev. And we'll see the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. But it is mashma Rabbi Yehuda. If you knew the key was in its place, you just forgot where you put it. That is an erev. You know why? Because someone will remember where it is. But if you lost the key, it fell out of your pocket. You don't know where the key is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an erev. According to Tanakama, it is an erev. Why the Tanakama is Erev? We'll see in the Gemara why it's Erev. But Tanakama holds it is an Erev, even though you lost the key, and it holds it's not an Erev. Zok the Gemara, what's Pshat? Ba'amai. Who makam echav, right? Makam echar. How could it be good if it's in a migdal where you lost the key, threw the key down the river? How is it a good Erev? You're in one place, the Erev's in our place. You can't get to it. So the Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu, Hocha migdal shel aveinim askinan. We're talking about a migdal made out of bricks that were not cemented to each other. V'Rameyir, it's going according to Rameyir, the Amar Peiches Chachil of Neitel. According to Rameyir, holds that breaking this migdal that's made of not cemented bricks is mutter to break on Shabbos. Since I can break it down on Shabbos, so it's roya to take. Where do we see this idea? It's Machlokes Rameyir Rabbanan, the Tanai, into the Mishnah. Bayis Shemulu Peiris. A bayis was full of peiris, and you wanted to eat it on Yom Tov on Shabbos. Soisim. Sosim. It was a bayis shemilu peiris sosim. It was closed up. The house was closed up. V'nifchas, and it got broken by itself on Shabbos, according to Tanakama. The noitul makam pchas. You could take the fruits and eat it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is it's not muksa. You would think that the peiris are muksa because the maisa before Shabbos was in sosim. I couldn't break it open. But still, the chiddush is going according to Rabbi Shimon. That's not muksa. Rabbi Shimon holds the psalchalis of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. There's no migul yuskatzoi, and therefore it's not muksa. Rav Meir Eimer. You could break down this house and take out the fruit. Take out the fruit. So what do you see? You could break down the house. Same thing by Erev also. Break the Gemara Kasha, something that we spoke out of Erev. The only type of house it says allowed to break down is only by Vir Livni. There's no cement in between. It was just an ear and bricks. It was just, there was no cement in between the bricks. Only ear in between the bricks. So the Gemara, how can I be living in the Ostern? You know, the Migdal Har Mishnah, it says that a raised air is a type of house that you can break down, there's no cement. And therefore, since it's not a house that's put together well, so according to Rameyer, you let it break it. Right, the Markasha, even Rameyer, was only matter by Yom Tov, Avloy B'Shabbos, not B'Shabbos, how can you matter over here? So my answer is, how can I be Yom Tov? We're talking about Yom Tov. Now, let's explain this. Why is only Mutar on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos? So it's two Pshatim. Rashi and Beya says the reason why it's Osir on Shabbos is because the bricks are muksa. The bricks are muksa. When I break down the bricks are muksa. I can't move the bricks to take the paris out. That's also do. Why Yom Tov is a mutter? Mishum oichel nefesh didn't ask a muksa. That's what Rashi says there. And Tosfos says the mekan, a big raya, that for oichel nefesh laya do muksa, which is a big shayla. That's one pshat. And therefore, only mutter be Yom Tov. The other pshat is the Ritva's pshat over here. The Ritva says that it's only mutter on Yom Tov, because they didn't make a gzeira d'rabbanan on stira on Yom Tov, they won't make them. But on Shabbos, which is more chomer than Yom Tov always, they were machmir that midrabbanan it looks like stira and it's asa. That's the Ritva's pshat. And if you look at the Rashi on top of Lamed Hayam and Aleph, it's mashmir like the Ritva. It says the of the Shabbos in Ruv Erev the leisharu rabbanan lemistar. The rabbanan didn't allow it to break it down. It sounds very much like the Ritva's pshat as an isidra rabbanan to make the stira. So you have two pshatim why dafka b'yom tov ramei holds allowed to break down and not b'shabbos. Either because muksa is more kuladik and the bricks are muksa, or and the bar of the muksa of the bricks are pashas muksa machzor and kiss, and or yom tov is more kuladik gav stira the rabbanan. So Gemara's teretz is that our mishnah says you're allowed to feed the tanakam, you're allowed to take if the eruv is locked up in a amar, you're allowed to it's an eruv. We're saying it's going, first of all, according to Rameh, it says you're allowed to break it down, and it's going on Yom Tov, and it's going on Vir Delivni. Break the Gemara, Kasha, Yehachi, we're talking about Yom Tov, I have a problem. We have a Braisa that says Rabbi Eliezer, it's a new Rabbi Eliezer according to one Pshat Rashi, but or it's explaining our Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rabbi Eliezer is like this, Yehachi, Hanuk Tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, in Be'ir Avad, if the key got lost in the city, and right now the Gemara is assuming that the potential to find the key is enough to make it into Erev. So Rav Eliezer says, in Be'ir Avad, the Ruv Erev. If the key was lost in the city, it's Erev. Why? Because if you could find it, you could bring it. Because it's all walled city. There's an Erev in the city, you carry. There's different Meshuras, Gagas, Kafifas, Chaseres. Rav Shimon holds, you could carry from one Gag to Karfif, and therefore it's not a problem. In Be'ir Avad, the Ruv Erev. But if it's in a field, ain't a ruv erev. He says, even since he can't carry the key, it's not an erev. And if be yom tov, if we zetzdain the mishnah on yom tov, you let it carry on yom tov. Even sada mali ear, mali sada, you let it carry. So Gemara says chsuri mechsura. You have to take a chsuri mechsura in this brisa. Halachik tani. This is how you read the brisa together with our mishnah of our reish of our mishnah. Noslo migdol v'nol b'fanav. You put it into a migdol, you locked it up. Avad amavtech. The key got lost. Harez erev. Tanakamol is erev. Why? Because it could break down the migdol. Hamedvar mum v'yomtiv. You could break it down. V'shavas in ruv erev. Like Rashi says over here, because it's a stira d'rabbanan. And we saw Rashi in Beya. It says because of muksa. You can't v'shavas in ruv erev. But Nimtza Mafteach. Now the Gemara changes to Nimtza Mafteach. Here, look at the Rishash and Aram to see why they changed this prat. But Nimtza Mafteach, if Mafteach is found, then starts the Machlekes, a new Machlekes, Rabban Rabbi Eliezer. Nimtza Mafteach. Look at the Tanakama. Bein Be'er, Bein Mitzvah, ain't a Ruv Erev. It's not an Erev. Why not? Because in the field, we're talking about Shabbos now, in the field, he can't carry. And in the ear, we hold the Rabbanon of Rab Shimon, they can't carry from a Gag to a Karfif to a Chatzin, and therefore, even in the city, it won't be Erev. Rabbi Eliezer says on there, those Emma depends. Be'er Ruv Erev. Besada in Ruv Erev. Why? Be'er Ruv Erev, he holds like Rab Shimon, the Omar, Echad Gagois, the Echad Chatzerois, the Echad Kafifois, just Achasin. Even different type of uses of fields and Gagois, they still carry one to another. The Kayam Shasu Vasechim, the Kayam that was left there, like here, the key was left there. Besada. Ain't a Ruv Erev Karabonim. So there's no Erev because you can't, the gear system shouldn't be a Karabonim, some take out his whole line. But it means to say is, the Sada is not a Ruv Erev because he can't carry it. If it went on Shabbos. So it comes like this. On Yom Tiv, you can break down the Migdol and take the Erev out. On Shabbos, it's Machlaikis. Rabbi Eliezer over here holds Dafka, if it's found in the city, not in Sada. The Rabbon hold either way, not good. And the Shail is, Machlaikis and Rashi, if the Rabbi Eliezer or Mishnah, is this like Rabbi Eliezer or it's different? The Rabbi Eliezer might be a third Shita. Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah might be a third shita. Rashi in the bottom over here says, "Give him a chaykes b'dava," and he says, "Rabbi Eliezer the Mastisim bein be'ir bein misada in a ruve erev." And bechlal, there's no erev. First of all, he can't break it down, and he holds there's no erev because he can't carry like the Rabbanu Rab Shimon. And he doesn't hold the Rab Shimon. So he holds fear Rabbi Eliezer our Mishnah, which is mashma. Any days of tayav kama, any erev means across the board. It's not erev no matter what. You can't not yontiv, not Shabbos, not ir, not sada. It's not at all a erev. That's Rabbi Eliezer our Mishnah. There is a tzad that Rabbi Eliezer Mishnah stems with the Rabbi Eliezer of the Braisa, and then you can say it's only two shittas. So it's either three shittas or two shittas.